When we last left off, Dave had just killed the other two bears that were trying to kill him. Thanks to shitty time constraints, I never got to finish the story properly. And so I bring to you the thrilling conclusion to Dave's cave. Dave uses mighty fists to punch through the first bear, tearing out his heart and brandishing it like some sick trophy before the other. The final bear hesitated. When fighting Dave the Bastard, the single biggest mistake you can make is to get into a fight with Dave the Bastard. The second mistake, however, is hesitating. This bear, as noted previously, is dumber than a bag of wet mice and doesn't know how much shit he's really in. Except for in the literal sense, because when looking at the recently excavated heart of a dear friend, one tends to shit oneself rather readily. While the bear was frightened and dazed by the scent of his own entrails vacating their host via rectum, Dave pounced. Coiled muscles stronger than any lion, faster than any cheetah, propelled Dave like a screaming missile at the poor creature. Calloused, five-pointed instruments of death known as Lefty and Righty made contact at high velocity, shredding the unfortunate bastard's skin. The decimated dermis fell like hairy bacon from the flesh of the creature, and presented with a veritable feast, Dave used his teeth, worn to fine points from chewing on the unhallowed bones of the defeated. Dave gloried, reveling in the flaying of raw flesh from cold bone. By this point, what was once a bear was now a quivering mass of mush and inedible tissues. Now weary from this frenzied slaughter, Dave slumped down under the crashing waterfall that guarded his home and washed away the remnants of both a foe and a feast. Dave slouched back into his cave, hauled himself onto his cold, hard bed, and fell into a deep slumber. And then he promptly pissed himself. Again. God damn it, Dave.